You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? I'm Tim Kelly. It's Monday, April 1st. This is Locked On Phillies, and Philadelphia has Bryce Harper fever. Really, for the last month, Philadelphia has had an uncontrollable level of excitement about Harper in this upcoming Phillies season, but there's really something different about the Phillies no longer being in Florida and now playing meaningful games with Harper in right field. Saturday, he recorded his first hit as a Philly, which he couldn't have done it in a better fashion. It was a titanic two-run home run into the second deck in right center field, really one of the furthest hit balls that I've ever seen at that stadium. Thursday, though, he showed up to opening day wearing a Pulp Fiction-inspired t-shirt that featured Gritty and the Philly Fanatic on the heads of Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta. That shirt came from South Fellini Shirts, which is located on 1507 East Passyunk Avenue. I spoke to Johnny Zito, one of the founders of the t-shirt company, about what has been a whirlwind week. So Pulp Fiction is obviously a classic movie, but whose idea was putting the Fanatic and Gritty onto this t-shirt in place of John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson?
Me and my business partner, Tony Trove, we run a t-shirt shop down in South Philly called South Bellini, and we produce all kinds of, Philly-centric paraphernalia, pins, patches, hats, things like that.
Flash forward to Thursday, the Phillies tweeted out him showing up to the game wearing the shirt. He tagged your shop on Instagram. Did you know he purchased the shirt? Did you know he planned to wear it ahead of opening day?
Yes. He hit us up a couple of days, maybe a few weeks ago, on Instagram. He slid into the DMs, and he was like, "I like your stuff," and we were like, "We like your stuff." And then we asked if we could send him some of that stuff down to Florida, and we got it to the front office, and I guess they got it to him in time for opening day.
That's a heck of a story. Did you expect, certainly, I know he slid in your DMs, like you said, you got him the shirts. Were you surprised at all to see him wearing it that quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. We sent him a shirt for him and a shirt for his wife, and we thought, oh, maybe they'll post a matching photo on Instagram. It'll be something, that pops up in a couple of weeks or maybe over the summer, just in passing. But it was a huge to wear the stadium for opening day. That was so kind of him.
How did you find out that he had worn it? The Phillies tweeted it out. Did someone let you know, or did you just come across it yourself?
We came into work that day, and we do the mail first thing when we get in, and we were surprised there was very little mail overnight, and we were like, oh, well, whatever, we'll take it easy today. And as we were saying that, all of a sudden the notifications started to come in, and we were like, there must be something wrong with the website, because there's no way we got 14 orders in 1 minute. And my fiance texted me a photo, like a screen grab, of Gritty tweeting a photo of Bryce, and I was like, oh my God, is this for real? Is this happening right now? I mean, so much all at once. And then I guess I looked on Twitter, and it was all over all of the official sports Twitter pages, the Phillies, the Flyers. It was really awesome. I guess they had some kind of coordination going on for the opening day, and everyone supporting everybody. You see a lot of that now between the Philly franchises, which is great. It was, part of a bigger media thing, and we just kind of snuck in, we wrote the coattails.
What type of sales have you had on that specific shirt since Bryce wore it?
We're doing great. We sold a couple of thousand in our website and our store. We also have an Etsy page if people are more comfortable, purchasing through there. And we've been doing well enough to, be a staple in the store, be a regular, and just be something we all should do in town. We do a lot of limited edition stuff. We do it, and sometimes it's too expensive to be, cost effective, and sometimes it doesn't hit with an audience. It doesn't sell enough to justify doing a reprint or sell fast enough. So this had already made its way into we're going to keep this around for a while. So we were, I don't want to say prepared, but we were ready for, to sell these, and then this happened, and it just kind of it worked out for us. And we've been printing all day Friday. most of Saturday, and we're going to go back to printing on Monday.
Certainly is an exciting time. What has this been like for you personally and for everyone that works there? I would imagine it's one of those things where it makes it worth any hard days you have at work. This is what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny. Everybody's just waiting for this. And we were selling shirts, and we went to film school. We were selling T-shirts so that we could, like, make short films, you know, buy films on the cameras. You tell me, other people weren't even shooting digital, right? And, like, now, in 2008, the Phillies win the World Series, and you know, we start making more shirts. And last year with the Eagles, and it gives us a little bit more attention. But something like this just really, like, it opened up a whole new audience to us, and we really can't thank Bryce and the Phillies enough for supporting local business.
All right, Johnny, I know it's been busy for you. Thanks for taking a little time to join us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Guys, after you're done listening, sharing, and downloading Locked On Phillies, BlueChew.com is the perfect place to head if you are having any trouble in the bedroom. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Why pay more just for the name brand? Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants to add extra function and enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online, and it ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy line, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than going to a pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Right now, we've got a special deal for my listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code MLB. Again, that's BlueChew.com, B-L-U-E, like the color, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, and faster than the other choices. So the Phillies are off today, really an annoying amount of off days early on in the season, but that comes with the territory when you're a Northeastern baseball team at this time of the season. In any event, they'll go down to D.C. tomorrow, which that is going to be a fun little two-game set before another off day on Thursday. Obviously, the big question first off is, should and will Bryce Harper get booed? I know Fans of Philly, who does advertising on both WIP and Phillies Nation, so I see a ton of their stuff. They do great stuff in organizing a lot of these Phillies takeover trips. They do it for the Eagles and Sixers as well. They're sending a bunch of people down there. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of Phillies fans in right field. The Nationals, though, are still going to make up, I would imagine. Nationals fans will make up a majority of the stadium. And in that sense, I do expect, while there will be some cheers from Nationals fans, there will also be boos from Nationals fans. And, you know, it kind of comes with the expectation. The thing I would say is Philadelphia is in no position to criticize Washington, D.C. fans if they boo Bryce Harper. Yes, Bryce Harper's a franchise icon. I get all that. I personally would not boo him. I would not have booed Jason Worth, though, and that happened for 6 or 7 years in Philadelphia, even before all the comments about, I'll make sure they never win. But before any of that happened, Jason Worth, who is the Phillies' all-time leader in postseason home runs, was booed coming back here for joining a division rival, quote-unquote, although pretty much anyone would have done. And I think the same thing can be said in this case, that any Nationals fan booing knows that deep down, yeah, they would have taken $330 million as opposed to a deal that was like $230 million with a bunch of deferred money until like his age six, until he was in his 60s, which is almost, it's just a silly contract. So should Bryce Harper be booed? No. Bryce Harper, you can make a case, is the greatest National of all time. I certainly think, and this obviously does not include any of the Expos years because he wouldn't be that. There's some other people with cases. Obviously, Ryan Zimmerman is kind of who you think of when you think of that organization. Max Scherzer, before it's all said and done, will probably be the greatest National of all time. There's been tremendous individual seasons from guys like Alfonso Soriano, different Nationals. But when you think of that organization's first 15 years of existence, I would say a lot of people think of him when that team comes to your mind, I think you think of Bryce Harper. So, no, he shouldn't be booed, but it just kind of is what it is. I also think it's a little lame when Phillies fans go after, oh, well, DC doesn't even have any fans. The Phillies have existed since 1883. The Nationals have existed since the mid-2000s. Like, it's just, it's not a comparable thing to say, oh, we have this great fan base in Philadelphia, and look what they have down there in D.C. Totally not the same thing, and from what I understand, it's not the nicest park to see a game at either. Certainly better than FedEx Field, but that's another topic for another time. Beyond Harper, you do have two very interesting pitching matchups. You're going to see the aforementioned Max Scherzer in the first game. They moved his start up. At this point, he's going to pitch against Zach Eflin. The Phillies, obviously, after a bit of a disappointing debut from Nick Pivetta, it would be nice for them to get a really good start from Zach Eflin out of the gate. Eflin started in AAA last year, but once he came up, he had a tremendous first half, was part of the four-fifths of the Phillies rotation, though, that had an ERA after five after the All-Star break last year. So they're counting on him to take a step forward this year. Not the easiest person to square off with to start. And there is something just incredible about Max Scherzer that he didn't become a star until his late 20s. So he's going to have a strange Hall of Fame case because the overall numbers might not be there. But in terms of peak, he is like what Cliff Lee was, but longer now and just a better version of Cliff Lee, essentially. I can't imagine a Hall of Fame that doesn't include Max Scherzer. I mean, tremendous again on opening day. We'll see what happens this year, but he just shows no signs of hitting a wall. He might be, I remember talking about this with Joe Giglio last year, where he could end up being someone that's like Randy Johnson, where you think, oh, this is going to be the year he falls off, and then you look up and he's 40 years old and he's still an elite pitcher. We'll see what happens. He's one of my favorite pitchers that I've ever watched. The second game, you're going to get Aaron Nola. Now, it is a shame that you missed out on the chance to have a Nola Scherzer tilt in D.C. because when that happened last year, it was one of the better, probably the best game of the season, most watchable game of the season, and really one of the most notable Phillies games this decade. Aaron Nola outdueled him. Odubel Herrera hit a seventh inning home run. A tremendous game. You'll get him against Anibal Sanchez, who had a nice 2018 season, excuse me. So Aaron Nola was solid on opening day, wasn't his sharpest, walked five, but he still struck out eight, only allowed one run. Like I said on last Friday's pod, what you're finding with Aaron Nola is even when he's not on, like Nick Pivetta wasn't on Saturday and you saw it, he really wasn't effective. Aaron Nola wasn't on Thursday, and he was still a really effective major league pitcher that was able to help his team get an opening day win against a division rival. So I look for him. I really do feel like you're in a situation like when you had Roy Halladay, when you had Cliff Lee, where every time he takes a ball, you're expecting your team to win. So it will be an extremely fun two-game set, and I'm looking forward to these Nationals games. The Phillies have gotten the crap beat out of them by the Nationals for the last few years, and a lot of that's been Bryce Harper's doing. Unfortunately for them, right before Harper left last year, you started to see, oh my God, Juan Soto's murdering the Phillies, and if you watched any of the Nationals and Mets series over the weekend, it's not just the Phillies. Juan Soto is murdering everybody. There's a reason he was my National League MVP pick this year. He's only 20 years old. Not a great fielder, but offensively, he can do just about anything. He has stupid power, but he's able to go the other way. Like, he is off the charts, Hall of Fame caliber good. So it's going to be fun to watch this rivalry going forward, and it will be fun to watch these two pitching matchups. I will catch up with you guys later this week. I am super excited about the start of this podcast, how it's gone, and I thank you guys for all listening. You can read my work, of course, on PhilliesNation.com and 94WIP.com. You can hear me on 94WIP at different times producing shows, and follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. I'll catch you guys next time.